I have a question that I'd like to ask. When I consider the people upon whom the Holy Spirit fell, not just the people at the day of Pentecost, but the people who are in Samaria, in that city where Philip went, and the people in Cornelius' house later on in the book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit came to the Gentile people and his whole household was filled with the Holy Spirit, running the whole range down to servants, to slaves, and they all were filled with the Holy Spirit. Those disciples, those 120 people who were in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, Jesus had chosen them and gathered them from among the people. Some of them were the more educated and wealthy and influential, such as the tax collectors, but most were common people, fishermen, and so forth. It was a cross-section of common people. So I have this question. If God sent the Holy Spirit to all of these people who are not much different than you or I, they lived in a different time, a different culture, they were different in a lot of ways, but they were ordinary people like you and me. If the Holy Spirit fell on them, why not me? Why not you? God's promise is for all those who have believed in Jesus Christ and have been saved and are following Jesus. This gift of the Holy Spirit is for them. Jesus said the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit because it does not even acknowledge that the Holy Spirit exists. They cannot receive him. But we can because we believe in Jesus Christ. Why not us? Let's read again about what happened on that wonderful day. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Look, are not all of these which speak Galileans? How now? We hear every man in our own language wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our language the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What means this? Others, mocking, said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing but it is the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. You see, I don't expect that gift of speaking in other languages. That was given for the introduction of the gospel. I'm not expecting the cloven tongues of fire coming down. That was for that day. I'm not expecting to hear a mighty rushing wind, but I am expecting the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray that it would descend on me today. Fill me as you filled those people. I believe in you. I trust you. And I receive the Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen.